here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 14th of May, 2009. Here's a poem first by Robert Bly, In the Month of May. In the month of May, when all leaves open, I see when I walk how well all things lean on each other, how the bees work, the fish make their living the first day. Monarchs fly high, then I understand I love you with what in me is unfinished. I love you with what in me is still changing, what has no head or arms or legs, what has not found its body. And why shouldn't the miraculous, caught on this earth, visit the old man alone in his hut? And why shouldn't Gabriel, who loves honey, be fed with our own radishes and walnuts? And lovers, tough ones, how many there are whose holy bodies are not yet born. Along the roads I see so many places I would like us to spend the night. Robert Bly's poem, In the Month of May. Today is the birthday of filmmaker George Lucas, born in Modesto, California, 1944, whose Star Wars movies were influenced by Joseph Campbell and his study of myths, especially his analysis of the mythic hero's journey. Star Wars, which was shot in Tunisia and in Death Valley, by George Lucas, who said, "Don't avoid the clichés. They are clichés because they work." It's the birthday of Mary Morris, the fiction writer and travel writer, born in Chicago, 1947, who, during a tumultuous time in her life, got a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts and took off for Latin America, an experience that formed the basis for her book Nothing to Declare, Memoirs of a Woman Traveling Alone. She's also the author of Wall to Wall, From Beijing to Berlin by Rail, and House Arrest, a novel about a travel writer who is forced to stay at home. Mary Morris, who said, "Life only seemed to come together for me in stories and in journeys, and those two narratives, one of the mind and the other of the road, have shaped my life." It was on this day in 1948, the year 5708 in the Hebrew calendar, that David Ben-Gurion proclaimed that the State of Israel had been formed. He said later, "There was no joy in my heart. I was thinking of only one thing, the war we were going to have to fight." And it's the birthday of the playwright Maria Irena Fornes, born in Havana in 1930, whose plays include Feifu and Her Friends, Mud, and Oscar and Berta. Here's a poem by Vijay Seshadri, entitled The Day of the Sun. Arriving early at the limit of understanding, I managed to find a good seat and settled in with the others who were fanning away the heat with their programs full of blank pages. The orchestra was in place, and soon the show started. First, Deep Space rose high and flooded the stage, immersing all the spots where our thoughts could have fixed if our minds had thoughts, which they didn't. Then the sun came out and stood. That was all that happened and ever would. The Day of the Sun by Vijay Seshadri, from The Long Meadow, published by Grey Wolf Press. The poem by Robert Bly, In the Month of May, from Selected Poems, published by Harper Perennial. Both poems used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Schweitzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.